My name is Minnie Joycelyn Elders. Bill Clinton always called me Jocelyn.
Minnie Lee Jones was born in Shawl, Howard County, Arkansas, August 13, 1933. In the winter of 2008, Pryor Center Associate Director Scott Lunsford spent a day with Minnie Lee, now Dr. Joycelyn Elders, asking all sorts of coaxing questions. He began with her childhood.
We lived, you know, down in, you know, on a farm, part of my grandfather's house on their farm. You know, it was kind of like the farm shacks.
Joycelyn's mother was one of 17 children. Her father had 13 brothers and sisters. Her extended family remains deeply connected.
Every Sunday, I remember we used to, my dad would hook up the wagon, and we would drive up the country roads and through the woods and past the church and up to my grandparents' home, and we just thought that, you know, they were really living, it would be super country shack by our style today.
Both her parents and grandparents were farmers, cultivating cotton and sorghum as cash crops, a huge vegetable garden, as well as corn and hay for feed, subsisting on chickens, hogs, goats, guineas, and turkeys. Her maternal grandparents operated a small dairy herd. The farms, much expanded now, remain in the family to this day. Joycelyn was eldest of four brothers and three sisters and tended to her younger siblings, the garden, and meals. A lot of responsibility for a little girl.
The one thing that we had plenty of was food.
But they had no electricity, relied on a wood stove for heating and cooking and a smokehouse to preserve meat. At night, the children studied by kerosene lantern.
I would get under the quilts. You know, get a quilt and put the lamp up under the quilt. I think of how dangerous that is now. But, you know, so I would have enough light.
Even when she was little, Joycelyn dreamed of going to school.
What I remember most is my mom was always trying to, probably before I really should have been trying, making sure that I was learning my alphabets and my numbers.
Every day she would walk 5 miles to Bright Star, a one-room schoolhouse. But during the season, all the children were let out to work the fields.
So you were out there picking cotton?
Absolutely. I was very proud when I was able to pick 200 pounds a day.
The family moved to California for a time, Richmond, where her father worked in the Kaiser shipyards in Northern California. They stayed in a rooming house, marveling at the indoor plumbing, electricity, and gas cook stove, and they could listen to the radio for the first time. Joycelyn was able to skip several grades, she said, and entered eighth grade there. After saving enough money to purchase farm implements, the family returned to Arkansas. Joycelyn advanced even further, enrolling in 10th grade. She graduated top of her class. She had her sights on being a shop clerk, but everything changed on graduation night.
There was someone there from Philander Smith College, mm-hmm. who was offering a scholarship to Philander. And so I had no idea how I was going to get there. I had no idea what it meant.
Her siblings picked cotton to raise money for her bus ticket. The year was 1949. She thought she would study to be a lab technician. But after hearing pioneering Arkansas African-American physician Dr. Edith Irby Jones speak to her class, she knew she wanted to study medicine. Joycelyn worked her way through college, cleaning dorms and doing domestic work. After graduation, she opted to join the Army on the GI Bill to secure medical training as a physical therapist for wounded veterans. After, she enrolled in the University of Arkansas Medical School in Little Rock in 1956, where she encountered the final vestiges of school segregation.
You know, the black students couldn't eat in the white dining room. We had to eat in the dining room with the, with the black that worked, which was primarily the janitors and cooks and all. There was nothing wrong with that, but the med students, all the other white med students ate on the other side. Black med students couldn't eat over there. Well, then the dean changed it, I think, probably our sophomore year.
Joycelyn was the only woman and African-American to graduate her class. She pursued pediatric surgical internship at the University of Minnesota. During this time, she was courted by Oliver Elders, even then a popular coach at Horace Mann High School. They've been married now for 50 years and have two sons. Dr. Elders returned to UAMS and became chief resident in pediatrics.
And well, you know, here I was in the middle of Little Rock during that time as a black woman with nine black doctors under me. They're all white.
With the National Institutes of Health Fellowship, she became the first person in the state of Arkansas to become board certified in pediatric endocrinology. Over the next 20 years, Elders combined her clinical practice with research in pediatric endocrinology, published well over 100 papers on adolescent health. She attained full professorship at UAMS and started serving on boards and commissions. She became an advocate for adolescent health, including AIDS and pregnancy prevention, working closely with the Arkansas Department of Human Services. She was asked by then Governor Bill Clinton to direct the Arkansas Department of Health in 1987. During this era, she espoused a policy of condom use among teens, very controversial.
You know, they may not want them to use condoms. They may not want to talk about sex, but they sure don't want them to be pregnant or have an STD or HIV. But, you know, I'd taken care of adolescents for 35 years. I talked to parents one-on-one for 35 years. And whereas I knew, you know, regardless of what they may say, well, I just wouldn't do that. They wanted somebody to talk to their children. They didn't want their children to make a mistake.
Dr. Elders said during that time, teen pregnancy rates in Arkansas actually dropped. She was an early advocate for universal health care, placing clinics in public schools. And after Bill Clinton was elected president, he offered Dr. Elders a position as U.S. Surgeon General in 1993.
And I really was not going to take it. But my mother called me and she said, I saw the president on TV the other night, and he just looked pitiful. You're going to have to go on up there and help him. Can you imagine my mother with an eighth grade education thinking the president of the United States just looked pitiful? So, well, I obviously said yes.
Healthcare reform pushed by then First Lady Hillary Clinton and espoused by the new Surgeon General failed in the end. Dr. Elders points to the right wing.
Which, you know, I was really for women's rights, the right to choose. And they felt that I was about, you know, really wanted to have, you know, I was about having abortions. Well, you know, I felt that, you know, let's try and prevent unplanned pregnancies. That I've never known any woman to need an abortion that was not already pregnant.
Dr. Elders said she could not fathom this lack of support for comprehensive health education, especially for young people. Things heated up further during a speech she made at the United Nations.
And I was asked about the issue in regard to masturbation. And, you know, masturbation was a normal part of human sexuality. And that, 80% of women masturbate, 90% of men masturbate, and the rest lie.
And boy, did that make them!
That created a real firestorm.
Well, and I guess their spin was, you're advocating them to the public schools to teach masturbation.
Yeah, well, but see, who needs to teach anybody masturbation? You know, I think we need to teach children a healthy sexuality.
Her progressive medical perspectives on adolescent health issues, in the end, were Dr. Elders' undoing. Considered a political liability, she left office in 1994. But in 1995, she returned to the University of Arkansas as a faculty research professor at the Arkansas Children's Hospital. In 1996, she wrote her autobiography, Joyce Lynn Elders, M.D., From Sharecropper's Daughter to Surgeon General of the United States of America. She's retired now, a professor emeritus at the University of Arkansas School of Medicine, and continues to travel widely. Dr. Joyce Lynn Elders lives in Little Rock with her husband Oliver. Every Thanksgiving, they hold family reunion on the family farm in Shawl. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.